It's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. Gay rights protesters brought their campaign against conductor Valerie Gergiev to Carnegie Hall last Thursday night in a performance by the Mariinsky Orchestra of St. Petersburg. The protests were against Gergiev's support of Vladimir Putin, who earlier this year signed a law that prohibits public events promoting gay rights. Shortly after Gergiev walked on stage to conduct a program of Stravinsky, several protesters from the group Queer Nation began to shout from the upper balconies, "Gergiev, your silence is killing Russian gays." Gergiev kept his back to the audience and waited for the commotion to stop. Security guards led them out, and the rest of the performance proceeded without incident. Earlier outside Carnegie Hall, another group of about 20 protesters unfurled a rainbow banner that read, "Support Russian gay rights," while chanting, "Hey, hey, ho, ho, Gergiev has got to go." In a press release, Queer Nation said, "Valery Gergiev should not be able to perform without being called out for his vocal support of Russia's anti-gay president." Carnegie Hall released a statement Friday, saying Carnegie Hall firmly opposes all instances of discrimination, including discrimination against the LGBT community. However, these concerts as musical events are not the appropriate setting for political comments. Unquote. For members of the National Arts Center Orchestra, their second concert in mainland China put them in contact with an audience that had no experience watching a performance of classical music. And the result was, well, it was a little difficult. Fooling a small city that is best known for its pickled vegetables became an adventure almost from the get-go. NACO's concert, part of the orchestra's tour of China, was the very first by any Western orchestra in the city's new Arts Center building. As the crowds took their seats, conversation began that didn't stop even after the orchestra began performing. Finally, conductor Pinka Zuckerman turned around and held his finger to his lips in an effort to hush the crowd. Then up went the smartphones, as audience member after audience member took videos of the show they were watching. In an attempt to stop this, ushers flashed red laser beams at the offending fans until they set their phones down. The distractions continued as ringtone after ringtone sounded. And just when it looked like things were going to settle down, a quiet moment near the end of Tchaikovsky's Fifth, one final cell phone went off. At least it sounded like a bird and not like something more interrupted. This was one show when the post-game drink was really welcomed by everybody. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbaq.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And join us every Sunday at noon for the Mozart Buffet, an hour of music by Mozart and his contemporaries. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts, 189.5 KBAQ Phoenix NHD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Mozart Buffet, an hour of great music from the 18th century with Mozart and his friends and contemporaries, and some of the stories and facts behind their music and lives. It's every Sunday at noon here on KBOC at the heart of the arts in the Valley of the Sun. Coming up on the buffet today, we'll hear one of Mozart's great piano concertos, number 23, played by the wonderful French pianist Alain Grimaud. Also, we'll hear from his good friend Franz Joseph Haydn, one of his wonderful symphonies, and a Bohemian composer from the 18th century, too. All that and more coming up on the Mozart Buffet. Hope you can stick around. We'll start things off on the buffet here with Josh Bell playing violin. Laudate Dominum by Mozart on KBOX Mozart Buffet.